I didn't keep myself before. My name is Debbie Owusu-Acha. I'm the current CSAP programming coordinator at Brooklyn University. Before I do speak, I do want to acknowledge the privilege I do have being a student here in Ottawa. What that means is that I have the privilege to get a university education and to have enough money to pay for this education. But if there was one of the privileges that it did give me, it gave me the opportunity to allow myself to work at a space that provides support to students at our school. So for folks who aren't familiar with what the Women's Center does, the first half of what we do is we like to host awesome, dope events that are centered on feminism. And what I like to introduce, Womanism, which is a woman-centered feminism that addresses society more, and everything that Anti Blackness does to women and female bodies. The second half of what we do is that we offer two services to students. The center itself has the only women-only space for all women, regardless of their background, to use the space as a place to have their voices heard, to relax, to sleep, to pray, to breastfeed, etc. Absolutely. The other free services that we do offer are through menstrual products, which, for some who are really familiar, how expensive they can be, only names that we offer to students who need them, regardless of the gender. What else we do is that we offer newly implemented free pregnancy tests, which have been one of the mostly used resources at our center, and I'm glad to be one of the two coordinators and finally introduce that here. The most important resource that we offer to students is free peer support. I myself and my co-worker, Dennis Bengoli, awesome woman, offer peer support to all students, especially women. In my experience in the year and a half that I have been there, being a black woman and a dark-skinned black woman has allowed women of color at our school to feel safe and feel that they can come speak to someone. I happen to work at a student union that refuses to acknowledge that rape culture is a part of our community. I work for a student union that feels like it's appropriate for coordinators only to be the ones to encourage students to come to events like this. I work for a student union that has reps posting articles that state that victims should not be believed. Today, students have come together to publicly shame these represent us, who claim that they were voted to represent students. Who are voted in to state that they represent their Carlton, which I'm going to think is their Carlton. Thank you. The reason why
I'm not Debbie.
Thank you. I think it's important for support workers at Carlton University and other campuses here in Ottawa to come forward and talk about the support they provide. It gives students the opportunity to know that these types of support actually exist. Another reason why I'm here to speak is to address one of the things I'm hoping to continue to foster at Carleton University, and that's conversation on consent culture. I'm here with many of the members of the Graduate Student Association who are the leading progressive or student body at our school, and that I'm actually really proud to say that I will be the president of. What work they've done and continue to do, and would the resources that they provide to undergraduates like myself. It's consent culture that I hope will continue to be a conversation that is had and something that our administration, although they never want to address it, challenges administration to ensure that this is something that we want. Forget, fuck a rape culture. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And let's continue this great work.